Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 108.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. You know something? Accidents can happen, and it can have a major financial impact on your business. What happens if you install an app and it messes up your theme, or you upload a product catalog with errors, or even worse, a store collaborator deletes product images by mistake? The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. Untrue. Myth busted. Shopify has no native backups. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. Rewind should be the first app you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. The Rewind app is trusted by over 30,000 businesses, from side hustlers to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade or Movement Watches. And best of all, respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month of backups absolutely free. Protect your business, get peace of mind with Rewind Backups. Download the app today from the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. And my guest on today's episode is Eric, who's the founder and CEO of TapCart. And they're a mobile commerce SaaS platform that integrates very tightly with Shopify and Shopify Plus. And it really is designed and to enable brands to quickly and easily build a native mobile app for their e-commerce store. The company has been trusted by thousands of Shopify brands, including Fashion Nova, Chubbies, Urban Planet, and many more. And TapCart recently has been listed as a Shopify Plus technology partner. So you know that they have the technology and the scale to help brands with mobile commerce. So hi, Eric. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here and really looking forward to diving into the story and giving the people what they want when it comes to mobile commerce.
Beautiful. So I mentioned a tiny bit at the top of the show, but on a high level, what does TapCart do and what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And if I had to boil it down, the fact of the matter is that more than 80% of all of Shopify's traffic, or just any D2C traffic for that matter, is coming from a mobile device now. Mm-hmm. And that becomes stronger and stronger every single year, that mobile technology, better internet, lots of different factors are playing into why consumers are using their mobile phones to shop, more and more. So really what we're finding in the last couple of years is that traditional, quote unquote, mobile friendly websites just aren't providing the conversion and the retention that brands need. This is really where TapCart comes into the picture. We're solving that problem where more consumers are using their mobile devices to shop, and D2C brands need to provide a platform that has retention and has conversion built into it. That's really the problem that we're laser focused on and a bit obsessed with.
So let's talk about the journey, the founder's journey, because I find it so interesting why people build what they build. Are you able to maybe share what you say uniquely positions you, maybe, and the founding team, I guess, to have the desire, and then number two, maybe to have the expertise to want to create this platform?
Yeah, 100%. So it's definitely an interesting story, and it's not something that happened overnight. It's definitely not a get rich quick scheme. I tell a lot of people this, and sometimes you just have to do it the hard way first, unfortunately, right? So I definitely did it the hard way for a long time when it came to mobile commerce. And what I mean by that is I ran a mobile development agency back in 2013, 2014 called Mobile First. And really what we were doing is figuring out how to give D2C brands a great mobile experience the hard way. So basically we worked with hundreds, if not thousands of amazing brands in the D2C space, working on mobile apps for iOS and Android, working on mobile optimized websites. We built a lot of Shopify themes from the ground up, custom for brands. And we really did that the hard way. And we did that for about 4 years. So I slaved away helping these brands out. And we just noticed that it costs so much money for a D2C brand to get to market with a great mobile experience, especially a native app. And, you know, by that time, they're not experimenting in the market and they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars. And there just needed to be a bigger shift towards a productized SaaS solution for mobile commerce. That's really the problem that we were determined to set out and solve. That's where the idea for TapCart, you know, came into play.
And then I understand you have a co-founder.
Yeah, absolutely. So really interesting story. So I've known Sina probably for almost 10 years now. And he, at the time, was running, he's one of my good friends and colleagues for a long time now. And he was actually running his own marketing and sales agency right across from mine in a WeWork. So I was doing the development. Wow. I was doing the heavy lifting on the code side and the design side, really focused on the Shopify and e-commerce industry. He was doing similar stuff, but in sales and marketing. So we would go out all the time and, you know, talk about these problems, me from an engineering and design perspective and him from a sales and marketing perspective. So there was just a really good collaboration early on. And we both just became extremely enthralled with Shopify, you know, the problems that merchants were facing and how we can solve them. And we just realized, you know, agency life is not a world-changing, you know, experience. Right. No offense to any amazing agencies that we're partnered with, but SaaS platforms can scale. And, you know, what I found is, like, the end of the day, merchants really want a couple different things when they're looking for a solution, especially if they're Shopify merchants. They want a dashboard, they want to pay a monthly fee, and they want a relatively limited customer service experience. And, like, that was something that really emerged from that Shopify experience. Going, you know, they went from $50 million in ARR to $1 billion in just a few years. And I was sitting at my desk doing an agency and watching this growth and this massive transition to SaaS. And that's really what inspired the productization. I basically built myself out of a job by building TapCart and no longer doing it the hard way anymore. So yeah, a lot of good stories there. And again, got to do it the hard way first, at least for myself. That's where I learned the most.
Love the serendipity side of meeting Sina and just, I guess, having complementary skill sets and stuff like that. You being more code, he'd be more marketing side and more customer facing, and coming together, building this company. And, you know, it's been interesting watching TapCart on the sidelines. I've been in commerce since 2000 and been with Shopify for just shy of 4 years, and I could see the growth. I see exactly what you're saying about the 80% of the traffic truly is mobile. And, you know, and I'm sure we'll dig into some questions a little later about the pandemic and stuff and people, you know, more on their phones, physically more on their phones and, you know, and getting that real estate of a mobile app on your phone for the conversion side and the retention side with the push notifications. And there's lots of great things that I know your solution offers. Let's talk about some of those uniquenesses. I think that's something about TapCart that a lot of people don't realize. I think there's lots of solutions out in the marketplace that have native mobile app experiences and solutions available, but they aren't, they're more platform agnostic versus what you guys are doing. You're very tight in the Shopify ecosystem. So let's talk about why you guys are unique and what exactly you're doing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And even more than just mobile app providers, there's tons and tons of solutions to having a better mobile experience for your Shopify brand in general. So, you know, we don't like to call, you know, things a faster horse. we took the long road and decided there needs to be a platform for mobile commerce that's very, very tightly coupled with Shopify. And that's really what we're trying to build out. And, you know, the first thing we notice is brands need to own their own sales channel. And that's a really unique thing that TapCart does for a brand, is we actually operate as a sales channel. So many of the Shopify apps out there aren't sales channels. So they control one aspect of the experience when it comes to shopping. And the cool thing about sales channels is it gives merchants the total control over the entire shopping journey. So from when they first get to that landing page or open that app or download that app, all the way through to the order completion process, they have full control of. So that's a really unique thing that we actually offer and allows brands to have entire control over their customer base as well. So that is something that we really want to emphasize, is taking ownership back over your customers, and having a sales channel to do that is a really good means to having full ownership.
So how does all this magic happen though? So TapCart is a company, you're a SaaS company, you produce this product that allows iOS and Android to have these apps available, downloadable. Is there code? What do people have to do? I think there's some misconceptions about how simple or difficult it can be to have a mobile app for their brand.
There is code on our side, on the TapCart side, but for the merchant, it's 100% codeless. So we built an amazing kind of drag and drop, what you see is what you get editor experience, right, where we can scale from a single founder who's shipping shoeboxes on a Shopify site who wants to go in and drag and drop and design their custom mobile app to multi-billion dollar brands that actually have a little bit more customizations and can also build a great worthwhile experience. So the great thing about what we do is it is pretty similar to the Shopify experience that a lot of merchants have, where they want to go in and use a CMS and drag and drop their content and update it in real time easily. And, you know, one of the cool things that we like to say about that is mobile experiences typically fall into the realm of IT or development. And what's cool about TapCart is you can sign up and get started, and you can put that power back into your marketer's hands. So this is something that can be run 100% from start to finish by your marketing team, you know, by your e-commerce team, by your design team. It's not something that you have to have your IT team involved with, because we really do handle the heavy lifting on our side. So that's a great aspect of why to use a codeless platform. It's less about the effort and the money that it costs for developers, and more about who's actually managing the experience and what mindset they have going into it. And what we've found works best is marketers are really, really great at building mobile commerce experiences.
I love the idea that it's a dedicated sales channel. I think that's really exciting, because I think it really helps you understand the full customer journey, the full experience. And then, like you said, the marketers can then choose how they want to interact with those channels and have proper metrics to justify the investment that goes into that channel.
Yes.
So I mentioned a tiny bit at the top of the show too, that you have been added as a Shopify Plus certified app partner. Are you able to share some of those details?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Shopify Plus certified app partner program has been a game changer for us. And it's been something that's brought us a lot closer to the Shopify team and the Shopify ecosystem in the last couple months, just working through what it takes to become a certified app partner. And really what Shopify is looking for is the best apps that can serve the largest merchants. And we've been striving to do so for the past 3 years, working with massive brands, scaling our stack to millions, hundreds of millions of sessions, you know, even getting past some of the Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales, and the scale that it takes to get there from some of our merchants is just immense. So that was something that we worked with Shopify a lot on, and they really recognize that TapCart can not only make our biggest merchants happy, they can also scale with the demand of the consumers and continue to provide amazing support when it comes to security, you know, best practices, data handling as well with GDPR and CCPA. And we really, you know, we've been doing that stuff very diligently. And now it's great to have that kind of stamp of approval that we have what it takes to work with the biggest and best Shopify brands. And we've shown that we can do that.
That's awesome. And congrats on that. Let's dig in a little bit about the platform itself, because I manage quite a few brands. And I have a lot of friends and a lot of people that I follow too, or that follow me on social media. And they ask, you know, when is the right time to consider getting involved with a mobile app dedicated? Yeah. And, you know, I don't think every Shopify brand is necessarily ready for a mobile app, but from your experience, like, how is TapCart positioning itself in the market? Is there a business size or maturity level? I just want to get a feeling of where you believe you're best suited for the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we believe that everyone should have a mobile app, but yes, there are definitely some triggers to getting involved with the mobile app space, and especially just mobile optimization in general. And it's less about the size of the company and how many employees they have or how many customers they have. And it's more about the numbers and the metrics and what they're trying to achieve. So really what we've found is if you are one of those Shopify merchants that has 80% or plus, or even 60% or plus traffic being driven through a mobile device, I mean, that's a great starting place to say, okay, we need to take ownership over that traffic and provide a high conversion, high retention solution for these consumers that are out there interacting with my brand. That's a great indicator. And retention is another really, really strong indicator. If you're spending more and more money on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever those paid ads, you know, paid acquisition channels are, if you're spending a lot of money to retain your own customers that you've paid to acquire or have acquired organically, that is a really, really large problem for growing D2C brands. And that's something where a mobile app with push notifications and all the built-in retention mechanisms can help solve that. You know, pay to acquire your customers, but don't pay to get them back into your platform, right? And things like push notifications, and just the seamless experience and the real estate you have on a mobile device when you use a brand like TapCart to get your app, that is something where your retention dollars can be spent on acquiring more customers instead, because native mobile apps have a much higher retention rate than something like a traditional website.
Yeah. I was going to ask a question about progressive web app as sure. It relates to a dedicated mobile app, because I think there is a lot of misconceptions about what PWA is as it relates to a dedicated mobile app. Are you able to explain the differences and why a brand would choose one over the other? I know you're here to represent what TapCart's all about and its journey, but it's interesting to see that at least I think conversations come to the table about PWA.
100%. PWA is definitely a growing term. And I think the big emphasis of a PWA is around speed. It's around the headless capabilities. It's around a lot of design implications, right? Like, does this look like it's just been squashed into a mobile layout, or is this actually something that, you know, is designed for the experience?
Right.
And PWAs can definitely solve things like conversion. They can definitely solve speed implications. A lot of Shopify websites just aren't very fast, and they're not very reactive when you're pressing things. So PWAs do a good job solving that. I don't like putting them in the box of, hey, PWA is just a faster horse. But you know, don't expect a PWA to solve a multi-million dollar retention issue for your brand. And I think that's really where we're trying to play in, is not necessarily competing with PWAs, but opening up a new era that mobile apps actually solve a lot more than just the conversion and speed. We're also solving massive retention issues that every brand will end up running into. And that can be solved with push notifications, with accelerated payment options, with all the different apps we can integrate, like loyalty and rewards and personalization. And that's just not something that fits in with the definition of a PWA. So that's really the main differentiators. Our PWAs aren't really addressing retention, marketing, you know, the real problems that e-commerce brands face. It's really just kind of a get rich quick, get your speed up, get your conversion up, make sure your design doesn't look like crap. And then, you know, that's a stepping stone. So we're trying to be the long-term play.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, because there are some Poppet or PWA apps in the market, and you know, they offer some sort of themes and things that can somewhat look like your desktop experience, but they truly don't have the flexibility that a dedicated mobile app would have. And that's from the experience that I see so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with PWAs. But you know, at the end of the day, the most important things for a D2C brand to focus on are mobile and web. Everything else is almost secondary or tertiary to mobile and web traffic. And it's almost like humans, how we have, you know, food and water. It's like for e-commerce brands, focus on mobile, focus on web first, and make sure you nail that experience and don't cop out on what it's going to take to have an amazing experience on both platforms. And that's really something that is becoming hard to hone in on, because there's so many Shopify apps, there's so many different things you can focus on. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's really where D2C brands need to double down, is fix your mobile and fix your web and make sure they're high retaining platforms.
Thanks for sharing that. I always wanted to have that comparison, and just it's nice to hear it from your side of the table as to the differences are. And I'm going to make sure I update that in the show notes so people are clear of the benefits of having a dedicated mobile app.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a little pivot over to the current global pandemic, the COVID-19 challenges that a lot of retailers are having right now. Are you able to discuss how this may have impacted the TapCart business, or has your business accelerated because of it? I just want to hear an overall scope of how things have played out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been, first of all, COVID-19 definitely sucks for everyone, but it's been a very humbling experience for TapCart. You know, what I mean by that is we've seen small brands do really well. We've seen large brands become very impacted. We've seen all different situations across the board, especially with this pandemic. And we're in a position where we can actually help a lot of brands out, no matter what situation they're in. So it's been a really humbling experience. And I don't want to be one of those brands that is somehow like profiteering off of a pandemic. That's definitely not the position we're taking, but it's more so now than ever, we're in a position to help brands and help consumers get what they need. And that's been a really humbling experience. And I guess from kind of the numbers output that we're seeing, we have worked with significantly more brands than we used to work with because of the pandemic. A lot of brands, especially in the large retail space, who are significantly impacted with store closures and, you know, shipping delays and just all of the problems that are arising now, they are now taking the approach I mentioned earlier, where it's like, hey, we need to fix our web and we need to fix our mobile experiences and make sure those are high retaining and reliable and sustainable. You know, the pandemic is forcing brands to really take that seriously and to solve them quicker than ever. So we've been there, you know, helping big brands, small brands launch amazing mobile experiences in a matter of days, and really taking ownership over what they have access to and, you know, what they should be focusing on. So we've been doing well. Our GMV, you know, the revenue and transactions from mobile apps has skyrocketed, not just from big brands, but from small brands as well. A lot of food and beverage brands have been explosive on our platform. Furniture brands and home goods brands have been doing very well. Even fashion and apparel, some of the cheaper fast fashion brands have been doing fantastic. So we've seen success across the board. We actually just crossed the threshold of $1 billion of total transactions through our apps all time. That's really exciting. Next year, we want to have $1 billion year in 2021. And it's just been a humbling experience that we can actually help all of these brands out, no matter how small or large.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. It almost sounds like TapCart really was an essential service for a lot of brands. It was almost a lifeline, so to speak, where, hey, you know, mobile experience is super important because people are on their phones more. I mean, I don't know what the latest stats are, but 4 or 5 hours a day, people are on their phones because they're not commuting to work. Because they're on their phones, they're searching for product, they're trying to find it. And then imagine having a mobile app associated to your brand, download that thing, and then the whole experience that goes along with that through the whole customer lifecycle, pretty compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. You're definitely right. And yeah, 5 or 6 hours a day, me, maybe 8 hours a day on my phone, especially recently. And It's even me as a consumer, you know, I definitely drink my own Kool-Aid. I'm ordering from our merchants every single day. Right now, I'm wearing, you know, a Faherty sweater. I'm wearing Buck Mason. I'm kind of a walking Shopify mannequin. And, you know, it's definitely it's something we actually joke about in the office. You know, that movie with the McDonald's guy where he ate McDonald's for 30 days straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Super size me.
There you go. So we want to actually do the super size me for mobile. And like, can we actually survive in the midst of a pandemic shopping only on our mobile devices and not touching a website for 30 days and seeing if we can survive and then documenting that entire experience. So it's a little insight on some fun stuff we're working on over here.
So Eric, this show has a diverse range of Shopify entrepreneurs that listen each week. And if you were to give some advice to those in the early stage of their business journey, what would it be?
First and foremost, if you're a D2C brand, make sure you own your own customers and make sure you own your sales channels. And that's something that doesn't get a lot of attention, but you know, make sure you're not paying Facebook and Instagram to get your customers back. Make sure you actually own the system of record so you can actually reach out organically using things like email, SMS, and push notifications to create a machine of retention that you're not having to pay for. So that's, I think, the biggest advice right off the bat is don't rely on these massive brands to give you the retention you're looking for. Go out there, work with the right vendors, build it yourself, however you want to do it, just to get to that retention, you know, and loyalty that you want. So that's my first bit of advice there. And, you know, second piece, which is definitely obvious from the conversation, is just don't ignore your mobile experience. Again, I said it earlier, it's like food and water as a human being, same thing as a D2C brand, it's web and mobile. Don't ignore it. There's so many different Shopify apps. There's so many sales channels. There's so many things that you can lose focus on as a D2C business. Just double down on the channels that you know have the highest amount of traffic, which is web and mobile. So, you know, first, own your customers, own your sales channels. And second, just don't ignore mobile. It's the food and water of D2C and what consumers, you know, use to interact with your brand.
So what about those listening today that would be considered in the mid-market? Now, they would likely have a small marketing team. They're definitely eager to grow and scale. From your vantage points, I think it's quite unique. What should mid-market brands be working on today?
Mid-market brands, I think, are in an extremely lucky position sometimes. And I'm only saying this because we at TapCart are also a growing brand. You know, we were a mid-market company, not a D2C brand, but a, you know, SaaS product. And one of the best things about a mid-market brand is there's so much low-hanging fruit that you can actually work on and make massive impact on your business. You know, as you go from mid-market to enterprise, well, there's a lot less low-hanging fruit. You're going to have to really investigate and think a lot more strategically on how to grow and how to retain. So I think that's one thing about mid-market brands is there's a lot of big, easy things that will move the needle. So that's one thing that if you're mid-market, you should definitely take advantage of that. And, you know, as I said earlier, I think retention, conversion, you know, really creating a sustainable playbook is something that every mid-market brand should be focused on. If you want to graduate to the Shopify Plus Fashion Nova level of sales, definitely work on retention early. You know, make sure you're owning your customers. Make sure that if you send an email, an SMS, or a push notification through TapCart, that you're seeing a sustainable you know, amount of opens and conversions from that. Don't discount the strategy of retention early on. It's something that is just only going to get harder. And focus on the low-hanging fruit, focus on retention, really nail those sales channels down, and just consider yourself lucky that you're a mid-market brand with so many amazing opportunities ahead of you to scale.
Now, I manage quite a few Shopify Plus brands, and I do app audits quite regularly. And part of their tech stack is they have made sizable investments in their campaigns and the strategies that they execute. One of them would be loyalty solutions. And some of the major players like Swell, Loyalty Lion, Smile, Friendbuy, there's quite a few others that are out there, but those are some of the major players. And a lot of these guys are even Plus Technology partners also. Mm-hmm. The Swell, Loyalty, and Smile for sure. Tapkart is not trying to reinvent the loyalty points solution. No. They're a mobile solution. And so do you play nicely with existing tech stack? And do you have any examples of success with your solution?
Yes, we do. So Swell, which I believe is now rebranded to Yotpo Loyalty and Rewards.
Correct.
Which is great. I think Yotpo is right on the money. I'm expanding their platform with that acquisition. And Smile is another company that we are fully integrated with. And we actually launched our loyalty programs a couple months ago with some key customers. And the emphasis we really wanted to put on these loyalty programs are what is unique about using or interacting with loyalty programs on a native mobile app than it is on a desktop experience. And that's really where we wanted to come up with something cool and fun for consumers and also beneficial for brands. Chubbies, for instance, we rolled out the full loyalty program on. They had an existing one on their website. And there's a lot of really cool things that you can do within the mobile app that you can't do that are exclusive to the mobile app that you can't do on the website. So some of those things are just by visiting the mobile app or opening push notifications or leaving reviews in the app. You actually get a different kind of loyalty reward than if you were to actually use the website. So I think exclusivity is a really great concept that loyalty plays into well. And we work with Yotpo Rewards. We work with Smile.io as well. We have full native integrations. There's no weird web views popping up in the app. It's a fully baked, you know, native experience, and really gives the merchant the you know, the full control of like what can they do that's fun and exciting and exclusive that will get their consumers to adopt a higher retaining platform, which is their mobile app.
And then what about marketing automation platforms? So you're a mobile app, so you are taking care of the web and push notifications through the mobile app. So you're saying that loyalty works well with some of these major players. And so what about the Klaviyos and other marketing automation platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. So we also work very well with Klaviyo and a couple others. And really, you know, the strategy there is taking as much behavioral events as possible and piping it into, you know, what merchants are used to using. And that's one of the best selling points that we have as a sales channel is you can install Tapkart, you can get up and running with your marketing team, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel on your marketing automation stack. You can plug in what you use. Klaviyo, definitely the most popular option. We have a really, really great native integration with Klaviyo on both iOS and Android. And we actually worked with the Klaviyo team early on to build out push notifications within their stack. A pretty uncommonly known fact is that Klaviyo does actually support push notifications directly in their workflows. So that's a really awesome experience where you plug it in, you know, you put in your 6-digit Klaviyo ID into our dashboard, and instantly all of your events, all of your behavior from all of your customers is now piping in the way that it's, you know, expected into your Klaviyo profiles. And you can actually now drop in push notifications into your existing flows. So that's really great for marketing teams. They don't have to create new flows. They don't have to go in there and you know, reinvent their welcome series or their abandoned cart notifications. They can just pepper in those push notifications, you know, where they see fit, and it just works with your existing cohesive omni-channel marketing strategy. So it's an awesome experience for our customers that have Klaviyo, especially. It's just plug and play, and it just opens up the Pandora's box as far as omni-channel marketing.
I'm hoping I'm not going to open up a can of worms here about marketing attribution, but how does Google Analytics or a source of truth with the mobile experience through the app and then what's actually happening on the website and as it relates to all of these different pieces of tech that are firing off and doing their thing, I just want to make sure that there's still like a source of truth for the life cycle of the customer and proper, accurate Google Analytics information.
That is a great and ever-evolving, you know, question. Attribution, analytics, how do people look at it? What do they use? So what we've found is there's not really a holistic analytics solution that is built for commerce and also built for mobile. And that is something that is going to rapidly be changing. It's actually a problem that we are trying to solve internally as well, in a new product we're offering. And we do support Google Analytics 360. It does pipe all of the events from the mobile app directly into GA. It does a lot of things like attribution when it comes to traffic sources and what customers are coming from your website and visiting the mobile app as well. So it does a pretty good job at that. What I've found is, you know, again, it's just not built for mobile and it's not built for commerce. And there's a lot of new players in the space. We also integrate with Heap, who's another e-commerce, more e-commerce focused vendor, you know, out in the space that does mobile and they do web. So we do work with more advanced analytics providers for attribution. And we're also building our own analytics solution. And this is something that was a big decision for us, where we looked out in the space, we looked at all these disparate systems that were connecting and sending events and misattributing ad revenue and all these problems that exist for e-commerce merchants. And we bit the bullet and we spent the last 16 months building a extremely scalable analytics product that we're about to actually launch. And it's something that we're rolling out, you know, web SDKs for, iOS and Android SDKs, and just really trying to make something that's geared towards mobile and towards commerce, which there really just isn't a player right now in the analytics field that specializes in those two things. You know, long story short, yes, there's attribution out there that mm-hmm. does work that we can play with, but mm-hmm. we're going to try to own that solution moving forward and create something that's specifically tailored towards mobile and commerce combined.
So what does the future look like for TapCart? Are you able to share any North Star highlights for the remainder of 2020 and then into 2021, like partner alignment? I mean, you mentioned a few things already, some innovation. End of the day, I just would love to hear, you know, how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance to these Shopify brands.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So we have a couple different North Stars. And, you know, the big one for us is we're finding that we can offer so much value as a platform that we want to expand our product offering into a suite of mobile commerce products. And, you know, the last 3 years, we've really provided some market leadership for native mobile apps and storefronts on mobile devices. And now we're really seeing that there's too many disparate systems out there, and there's too many choices and too many mistakes that are being made in just the mobile commerce arena when it comes to D2C brands. So we want to basically bring all of the best pieces together, you know, continue building native mobile apps as well, and start working on marketing automation, personalization, developer experiences with APIs and SDKs, where larger brands who may not even be on Shopify can start integrating our solutions. And there's not a single brand out there that is owning mobile commerce, and TapCart is going to be that brand. We don't want to be a one-trick pony any longer. Bringing some of those disparate systems into TapCart is something we're really excited about. And analytics is the first one we're rolling out in the next couple of weeks. Marketing automation, we're going to start rolling out specifically when it comes to mobile. So things like SMS and things like push notifications. And then going even a step further and just allowing a full developer experience on top of our platform for people to build their own custom experiences. I'm always amazed at some of the ideas our merchants have. And, you know, even though they're scary ideas, like they have some incredible ideas on what they want to do with TapCart that we never would have thought of in 1,000 years. So that's something where we don't have to wait 1,000 years. We can do this in the next year. And really create a developer experience where large brands, small brands can start to take what's best about TapCart and evolve it and build stuff on top of ours.
I love the customer feedback loop. I think people on the front lines, I think that's the same thing here for myself working on the merchant success team. I get lots of conversations with lots of merchants. And, you know, if there's something that they're not quite happy about or wish the platform did this, I have a place where I can lodge that potential platform upgrade, be it through a partner or native built into the platform itself. And it's nice to be able to triage some of these updates. And I'm sure that's where a lot of the ideas come from building product is feedback from the front lines.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, vertical integration is not just a great business practice. It's also just a great merchant experience, right? It's like no one wants to deal with all these disparate systems. And mm-hmm. It's getting, you know, sometimes it gets worse and worse every year. And, it really just takes a company like ours to just bite the bullet and do the hard work and figure out, you know, what do merchants want when it comes to mobile commerce, and just building it sooner than we thought. And that's really the push we're getting from our merchants. It's the push we're getting from investors. It's really the right move is just to bite the bullet and start to bring some of these systems together into a cohesive platform. And yeah, you know, vertical integration, it will make our business better as well, but the merchants will also really enjoy it. And yeah, customer feedback, super important. I always have this story, you know, about customer feedback when I used to be manning all of our live chats on our website, Sina and I, and they would constantly be coming in with customer feedback. And I remember one time I was at CVS, which is a, you know, in the US, it's like a drugstore essentially where you can buy like toiletries and goods. And we had this one customer that just had so many questions and so much feedback. And I was shopping, I was doing my shopping this one night. It was like probably 9 p.m. And I just dropped everything I was doing. I dropped my bags down on the floor and I just started texting this merchant about his feedback and really trying to understand like the root of his needs and the solutions that we could offer. And I stayed there doing that in the middle of this aisle. It was like the toiletry aisle until they forced me to leave CVS and check out because they were closing. So like that's always a story I tell. And like that's how customer obsessed, you know, we are at Tapcart is got to get the feedback and you got to get it quick. And you got to make sure you're in really close communication with your merchants. Or else something that should have been noticed in a matter of months can sometimes take years to really figure out. And the merchants are on the ground floor dealing with the good and the bad every day. So listen to your merchants, build that stuff in sooner.
Empathy. That's the word.
There you go. I mean, 100%. So I love chatting with merchants. I love dealing with problems and figuring out solutions. And that's, you know, that's why we're SaaS vendors.
So Eric, we are nearing the end of the show for today, and you've shared a ton. We're close to 50 minutes now into the show. But yeah. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave our listeners today?
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of recap what we talked about earlier, it's like really, you know, focus on the web experience, focus on mobile, go out on the Shopify App Store, give Tapcart a try. I'm here to answer any questions about mobile. If anyone is curious about why their brand, you know, might work with a mobile app or what the benefits are, just go out there. Don't be scared and just give us a shout. Go look at some other providers. Talk to Shopify. The MSM team is hands down some of the best people, you know, at Shopify. Thank you, Steve. And yeah, just, you know, don't be afraid of new innovative solutions. They're easier to set up than you think. All of these Shopify companies, Shopify apps have some of the best support and the best implementers in the world. So we try to make it as easy as possible for brand of any size just to get up to, you know, to get integrated and start selling.
So those listening today, you can go to Tapcart, T-A-P-C-A-R-T, tapcart.com. You can also search for Tapcart in the Shopify App Store. There's a link there. You can download the app. And they're also, I'll make sure in the show notes, I put a link to the Plus Certified App Partner Program, or at least the listed technology partners, so you can see them and others in different verticals that are available. So if you're a Plus merchant or looking for best of breed, best in class solutions, they're going to be on that Plus Technology Partners page. Also, I know we spoke offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to share an offer for those that are listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love to get anybody set up for free on our platform for at least a month. And that's with any of our plans. Again, I think the barrier to entry can seem high to moving forward with a mobile solution that can really, you know, optimize your retention and revolutionize your brand, especially during the pandemic. You know, we'll work with you. We'll give you a month for free on any one of our plans. We'll get you up and running, implemented, selling your first orders on your amazing mobile app for free. So just give us a ring. Definitely credit Steve and Shopify as well for that offer. And yeah, we're so confident that it's going to revolutionize your brand, and now is just the right time to do it. So we know that COVID especially is the right time to be looking at solutions like this. So come check us out.
Yeah, I'll make sure in the show notes, it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/tap cart. That's going to redirect you to a landing page that will give you the details of this 30-day free trial offer. Really, it's worth it to take the platform for a spin and just see how it's possible. I mean, you really don't know what you don't know. And so Eric's giving an opportunity today for those listening. If you see value in today's conversation, you see value in that a mobile experience could really elevate your brand to be unique in the marketplace, and think about the retention strategies that can come out of having a dedicated mobile app, then today is a perfect opportunity to try it out for free. I'd like to thank you, Eric, you know, first for offering that, and I know you know this, and we chat a lot about this internally, but you know, Shopify really has a mission, and that mission is, to me, very clear. It's to make commerce better for everyone. And it's also clear to me now, speaking to you today, that you're also in tight alignment, really, with wanting to help Shopify brands. And, you know, there's a lot of things you want to improve on, the efficiencies and the revenue and the lifetime value. And want to thank you for taking time today to sharing, you know, your vision and really giving back to the Shopify ecosystem today.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much. Longtime listener, first time caller. So really appreciate you for having me here. It's been a pleasure. So really looking forward to keeping in touch. And it's going to be a crazy next couple of years. And you'll see TapCart evolve. We'll see Shopify evolve. And that alignment will just keep getting stronger.
Beautiful. Well, have yourself an awesome day.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. If you're a Shopify partner, join leading agencies like The Tap Room, Milk Bottle Labs, BVA, and more in the Rewind Agency Partner Program. You can earn up to $1,000 for recommending Rewind to your clients. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a merchant, feel confident and enjoy peace of mind that your store is always safe with automatic backups by Rewind. Learn more by looking up Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. And make sure you mention E-commerce Fastlane Podcast and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.